Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Mystic Records Radio. I'm going to play a little bit of the top. I blew that, didn't I, Kathy?
Mm-hmm.
Would you like to introduce the song we're going to play?
This one is a lot of fun. It's Keep My Tamales Hot. Keep my tamales hot.
All right, here
by
we
Carlos
go.
Carlos DeCarlos.
That's right. Our buddy.
Was a time when angels cried at night, while the devils roamed around, way down on Terry Yard, where trouble could be found. My every day was blue, and my every night turned gray. My soul was making out, but it could not find the way. So I believe I'll dust my broom and clear a path for Judgment Day. Made and drop a diamond stone to my old friend Bobby J. I said, keep my hot tamale warm and all my shrimp saute. Ain't an empty ashes cold, tell her I'm on my way. You're just gonna use, well, you better not get caught sitting around singing the blues. My every day was blue and my every night turned gray. My soul was speaking out, but it could not find the way. Men looking for me, now looking for you.
Joining us in the studio. What are your fondest musical memories in-house at the Café de Grand?
That's easy. Top Jimmy's Monday night with Carlos Catarlos.
There you go. Okay. And how about
Carlos
favorite?
Chasing me around.
Okay, and what advice would you give beginners working in a nightclub who are a bit nervous?
I don't know. You're making me nervous.
Oh my goodness. Okay, well then it's time for another song. All right, let's step it up with a little bit of Poppin' and Bumpin'. Okay. There we go.
Well, I was poppin' and a bumpin' and my baby wouldn't set my line. I was poppin' and a bumpin' and my baby wouldn't set my line. I was rockin' and a rollin' when that railroad train was mine. Steppin' and a hopper, cause I bought a good hit tonight. I'm steppin' and a bobber, cause I bought a good hit tonight. What you got? Yeah, yeah, I know it's gonna work out fine. Alright. I is on the end of a line. What you got, yes, yeah. I know we're gonna work out fine.
Positive attitude, a smile on your face, and you let your personal charm shine through. You made it look so easy to connect with the customers, and you did a great job. You know, can you?
Wow.
Do you want to share some of your experiences with our listeners?
Oh, I got interesting tips there.
Okay.
I thought of the Cafe de Grand as my combat training for waitressing, you know.
Okay.
But I
elaborate.
Would get, you know, people would leave me bracelets, lipsticks, things like that, you know.
Cool.
Not so much money. I made a little money, but not very much.
Yeah. Hey, well,
this,
you know, a punk rocker
Experience was invaluable.
There you go. Gave you boot training, right? Boot camp training. That's a good way to put it.
Yeah, that's it. So yeah, that was great. That's a great song you just played. That was two very good guitar players, Dave Alvin and Carlos Guitarlos, two of my personal favorites.
There you go. Yeah, they're great together. They are great together.
Yes.
And we're always gonna miss Jimmy.
Still rocking.
You know, Jimmy passed away quite a few years back. But
the 90s.
In Las Vegas. Was it 1990?
No, I said the 90s. It was in the 90s.
Oh.
I don't remember what year it was right now. I'd have to look it up.
Yeah, I found out a couple of years after it had happened. I didn't hear about it right away. I think Video Lewis told me about it. But,
I found out online.
Okay. Well, you know, when we had the reunion in 2012 and Carlos played Dance With Your Baby, I started to cry because that was one of my favorite songs that they did. And I'm gonna play it right now, so here it comes.
Well, what's it gonna take to make you move? And you just sit around and you're taking up room. You ain't got no goddamn business here. Why don't you just dance and buy me beer? Come on, what's it gonna take to make you move? You're just standing around taking up room. She's just drinking in your pink pool. Come on, dance with you, baby, it's the golden rule.
Well, you know, another rock and roll legend has gone off to rock and roll heaven today, Merle Haggard, the grizzled country music legend whose songs such as Okie from Muskogee and Fight Inside of Me made him a voice for the working man and the outsider. He passed away at 79 on his birthday today from complications of pneumonia. At his Northern California home. And, you know, he lived in Shasta County. I live right on the border of Shasta and Tehama County. And I didn't know it until today. I heard it on the news that he used to eat at Lulu's all the time up in Redding. Guy, I used to eat at Lulu's all the time, too. And it's like, wow, I never ran into him, but they had waitresses on there all talking about how, you know, this was the booth he always sat in, and it was pretty cool. But, you know, Haggard recorded more than 36 number one country hits in his musical career that spanned 6 decades. Wow.
Mm. You still have lunch there. You still have lunch there. In his memory. Go there his stead. Go in his stead so they won't miss his business. I'm sure they'll miss him, but
right.
You can be a proxy and go in his stead.
Well, you know, I like their food. They have really good food there, and it's a really comfy, cozy place. And it's right on the corner of, like, Market and Pine Street going up Redding. And it's just a really nice place. But love and prayers for the Haggard family, because, you know, Merle was a pioneer and a true entertainer and a legend.
It's a sad day. I love his voice.
And there will never be another like him. You know, there's no words to describe the loss and sorrow felt within all of music with the passing of Merle. So thank God his songs and his life will go on forever.
We should do a Merle Haggard show.
I don't have any.
Why not?
Songs.
He has some great songs. I mean, he's like Johnny Cash.
Does.
Everybody likes. I bet there are punk rockers all over that love Merle Haggard. You know?
Oh, yeah.
Dang.
Well, there's
Dang.
A couple
Top
right
Jimmy
here on the radio.
Top Jimmy did one of his songs. He did Working Man Blues.
Yeah, that's true. Well, you know, he appealed to, you know, the working man. You know? Yeah,
right.
Speaking
but
of
Jimmy,
the working
Jimmy
man.
Used
and
to
that's,
say, Jimmy used to say that, you know, like when you do a song like Okie from Muskogee, you got to stick your tongue firmly in your cheek. You know?
That was a great song. Yeah,
it
it's a place where even squares can have a ball. What a great song. But I just got to tell you, I saw a post on the Cafe de Grand website earlier about detox, and I made a comment about the fact that that the last show I booked there was Detox, Mentors, and Angry Samoans. And I made a comment about the flower fight in the kitchen where they just destroyed the kitchen. And I met this girl, Vanessa, today who was there. And I never knew, but El Duce is the one who started the flower fight. I walked in after it was going pretty strong. And she was like the me and her, we were like the only girls that they didn't pounce with flour. And she was cracking up because, you know,
I don't remember
balls,
that
everybody
night at
was
all.
Wet. You know, the entertainers were all wet from the sweat. And then with the flour hitting
God.
Them, she said, yeah, she
just
said
like
it was making
fried
like little
chicken.
Balls. Yeah, it was like making like little balls falling off of them. And it's like, wow, that is so cool. Here I ran into somebody that, you know, I actually met, you know, way back when at the club.
In your area was, up there?
No, at the Cafe de Grand. After the last show we had. Remember when the kitchen got destroyed with all the flour?
No, I don't.
That's you probably weren't there that night. It's a good thing because that was like our very last show. So, Yeah, it was crazy. I always thought the detox guys started the fight with the flour, because when I walked in the kitchen, they were the ones throwing the flour. But, yeah, she said, no, Eldon started
red-handed.
It. Yeah, Eldon started it, so blame it all on Eldon. Okay. Well, I want to thank you all for tuning in. It's that time again. We got to say hasta luego, baby. And don't forget to party or go home.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Later on. See you tomorrow.